have to do these exercises, and I really want to skip them, even though my therapist told me I had to do them.
The best thing to do is to obey your parents and do those exercises. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Thanks for stopping by. So let me ask you, do you do your best to obey your mom and dad? How about your teachers and other adults that are in charge of you? When the Apostle Paul was writing to his friends in Philippi, he reminded them of one of God's most important commands when he said this in chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Our story today is entitled, Good for You, Part 2. After dinner and family devotions, Caden sat down to read a book he'd gotten from the library, and soon he was deep into the adventures of a boy and his dog. As he started a new chapter, he remembered that his physical therapist had given him a list of exercises he was supposed to do at home. Oh no, he thought, and he glanced at his parents. I guess Mom and Dad forgot about my exercises too. Maybe I can get away with skipping them today. Caden settled down to read again, but he had trouble getting back into the story. He seemed to hear the voice of his therapist saying, "Be sure to do your home exercises regularly. They're good for you because they'll help strengthen your muscles." Caden sighed loudly and put down his book. Mom glanced up in surprise. "What's wrong? Don't you like your book?" "Yeah, I like it," Caden replied. "But my therapist told me I have to do exercises at home, remember?" He paused and looked at the floor. "Since you didn't remind me, I was going to skip them. But she says I need to do them every day, and you told me to do what she says, so I will." "Good for you," Mom said. "Get the list, and I'll go over them with you." When Caden finished his exercises, Dad squeezed his shoulder. "I'm glad you decided to obey God and do your exercises." "Obey God?" Caden asked in surprise. "God didn't tell me to do exercises. My therapist did." Remember the verses we read for devotions tonight? The ones telling children to obey their parents? Dad asked. "Since we told you to do what your therapist says, you obeyed us by doing those exercises. And by obeying us, you obeyed God." Obeying God can be difficult sometimes, but we can trust that everything He has us do is for our own good and the good of others, Mom added. Our obedience shows that we trust Jesus and know that He has control over our lives, not us. Caden grinned as he gave his arms a good stretch, and that we know He will use everything in our lives for good. So how about you? Do you obey your mom and dad? Do you follow the instructions of those they put in authority over you? Even if you don't like obeying, remember that by being obedient to them, you are also obeying God. You belong to Him, and He wants what's best for you. Obey Him by obeying your parents, knowing He'll use everything you do for good. Our key verse is Ephesians 6:1.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
And our key thought for today, obey your parents. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio to spread the good news of Jesus around the world. Keys for Kids Radio is committed to providing encouraging music and stories 24/7 that tell the truth of the gospel. As Angel shares, our family listens to Keys for Kids Radio every day. I'm blessed just as much as my kids by the uplifting music and the fun, engaging programs that encourage us to love and live for Jesus. You also can partner with Keys for Kids Radio to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and their families. Give today with a $5 monthly donation to spread the gospel to families around the world. Visit keysforkids.net and click on Donate. My name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.